This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Law enforcement in Pueblo and El Paso counties have come together hoping to get drugs off the streets in a drug take-back day for prescription medication. The Department of Drug Enforcement says that a majority of misused prescription drugs were obtained from family and friends. A drop-off location throughout the county, residents were able to drop off unused or expired medications, no questions asked. Officials say it's a way to keep those drugs from getting in the wrong hands or ending up on the street. Medications that were collected yesterday will be given to the DEA in Denver to dispose of properly. According to the Public Health Institute at Denver Health, 5.5% of Denver residents who got at least one dose of the two-shot vaccine did not get the second shot on time. Though that percentage may seem small, it amounts to 26,000 people in Denver. Health officials say that those who miss the second dose are often young, usually under 30. A record-breaking budget proposal with increases in funds going toward public safety for the people of Pueblo. The price tag, $108 million. It's the highest in city history. In 2022, Pueblo will be generating $108 million in revenue, something the mayor is calling fantastic. Public safety becomes the primary focus of the funding. The city has proposed 49% of the money go to Pueblo police and fire departments in order to be fully staffed. The police department will receive approximately $32.4 million in 2022, funding that will aid in attracting officers via their lateral transfer program, as well as create new academies for newer officers. A sign of winter? Well, Christmas trees. But drought conditions in Colorado are taking a toll on the spruces. Arborists say that significant drought often kills spruce trees, something that many see happening already. That's because of a lack of rain weakens the trees, which attracts bark beetles that eventually kill the spruce. Much of the ones that are dying are blue spruces. That's Colorado's state tree. Renaming landmarks many have dubbed as racist, that's one of the items on the agenda for the Colorado Geographic Naming Advisory Board. Now it's an issue that has put the governor in the hot seat. The commission is set up by Governor Jared Polis, but he is now under fire surrounding the renamings. While discussing the issue, Polis suggested that some indigenous names are too tough to pronounce for, quote, normal readers, a statement that is now causing backlash. This caused some of his advisors to call the governor's statement, quote, problematic. The advisory board is set to meet next month, and the public can weigh in on potential name changes. Booster shots are now going into the arms in Colorado Springs as the CDC expands eligibility for people around southern Colorado. With that expanded eligibility comes questions about who is eligible for which shot. Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson booster shots are approved by the FDA and the CDC. Those eligible are people 65 and older, people who live in a long-term facility, people 18 to 64 years old at high risk because of where they live or work, and lastly, those who got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine for their first dose. Ski season is headed to Colorado, and more resorts have now announced their opening dates. In Vail and Breckenridge, you can hit the slopes in less than 3 weeks on November 12th. Eldora announced they are opening a bit later on the 19th of November. Places like Copper Mountain are opening the next day on the 20th. And of course, all of these dates are subject to change based on snow conditions. Pikes Peak United Way, along with Harrison School District, have announced plans to launch its first Family Success Center in Southeast Colorado Springs. The current building houses Pikes Peak Elementary, but will later welcome individuals and families to inspire and build a community. The school will be repurposed and start welcoming people by August 2022. And in Colorado Springs, it was fun for the whole family in an event that is absolutely Colorado. The Colorado Springs Event Center hosted a family fest yesterday, showcasing dozens of activities, and among the festivities, the Diaper Derby. It's a crawling race for babies 12 months and younger, and apparently has become a very popular tradition for family fest. The point of the event? Well, just good old-fashioned fun. The event takes place every year.
Morning, I'm Storm Tracker 13 meteorologist Marty Venichinkwe. We won't have as much cloud cover around today. It'll be a little breezy at times and maybe just a touch cooler, but it's still going to be a pretty nice afternoon with high temperatures reaching the mid-60s around Colorado Springs, lower 70s in Pueblo, 50s around Teller County, fall back into the 30s to lower 40s tonight. Wind looks to pick up tomorrow, and we'll probably see temperatures slow to come around in the morning, but they should probably jump back up into the 70s here along the Front Range during the afternoon, mountain areas in the 60s. That's weather on KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather, live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.